everybody would sometimes ask this question and not really know the answer. And that is, when you try and compare our two major airlines, and that is Qantas and Virgin, obviously, they both have their frequent flyer points, frequent flyers with Qantas, and also the Velocity system. And of course, Virgin is a sponsor of this program. So you just go, well, which do you get best bang for your buck from? It's a bit hard sometimes to try and work it out. And they've both got rewards. They've got all those types of things. Is it actually worth your while? Let's try and work this out with a man who studies this all the time. He's just put out a new report on this, and that is from Australia Business Traveller, the website, the magazine. David Flynn is on the line right now. He's the boss. G'day, David. How are you doing?
G'day, Ross. Good, thanks, mate.
So, okay, you've crunched the numbers. What have you discovered?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard for a long time people anecdotally say, oh, Virgin Australia, you need fewer frequent flyer points to redeem on that free seat, and also they cost a little bit less in the charges, the surcharges, which you always have. So we thought, let's sit down, let's do the numbers, and we looked at a lot of popular routes in Australia, domestic routes, as well as the most popular routes overseas to Auckland, Singapore, London, and the USA, Los Angeles. And we discovered that, yes, by and large, Virgin requires fewer frequent flyer points than Qantas if you want to trade those points on a free seat. But more importantly, when you're looking at the overseas flights, they generally are substantially cheaper when it comes to the add-on surcharge, which is taxes, carrier charges. In some cases, it's a saving of hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So hundreds of dollars. So when you try and do it, where do you get best value? Where do you get the best bang for your buck, as it were?
Do you mean in terms of the route or in terms of sitting on different parts of the plane?
I guess the route. Let's start there, shall we say.
Okay. Well, generally, Australia, there's not a huge difference because we're not, you know, we're flying a bit in Australia, but there's not a big number of difference in the points. Let's say a simple run. Let's say Sydney to Perth in economy.
Right.
18,000 points with Qantas or 16,900 points with Virgin. So that's only 1,000 points different.
Mm-hmm.
The fees and surcharges, it's about $17 with Virgin. It's about $32 with Qantas.
So in that regard, it's much of a muchness depending on which of the airlines you've got the points with and which you prefer to fly with.
Exactly, exactly. But it did set the benchmark to point out that, yes, Virgin takes fewer points and fewer money. Mm-hmm. It's when you start doing the overseas flights, for example, Auckland to Sydney economy, same number of points as Sydney-Perth because it's not much further away. It's actually closer. But the difference in fees is about $120 to $130. When you start looking at places like Singapore, London, USA, the difference is quite substantial. Now, Qantas flies to all those destinations. Virgin flies to Los Angeles out of Sydney and Brisbane. So let's take LA as an example, a very, very popular route. If you wanted to do Sydney, Los Angeles in economy with Qantas, 45,000 points with Virgin, 47, only a couple of thousand points difference, but Virgin's about $150 less per ticket in extra charges.
All right, then go to the surcharges that the people have to pay, especially overseas, those surcharges add up. But you're allowed also to pay for surcharges with points, or you could pay cash for them. Which is best?
You can do that. You know, generally, it's better to pay cash, especially if the surcharge isn't very much. If you're looking, again, let's say you're looking at a Sydney-Melbourne flight, Qantas will charge you 8,000 points plus a payment of about $30 or 12,000 frequent flyer points. So that means you're giving up 4,000 frequent flyer points, half as many again as the ticket, for $30, you're better off paying the money and keeping those points back in your pocket because they're much more valuable being used on a free ticket.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, the other thing also that most people get frustrated with frequent flyer schemes is actually trying to find a seat. This is always the problem, isn't it? Especially overseas seats. You look around the place, you can barely find what I'd call the normal traditional seat where you can actually get a decent deal out of.
That's right. Yes, exactly. There are so many stories. Probably, you know, a lot of the listeners would have tried as well. The seats generally become available to book almost a year in advance. So right now they're sitting there at the beginning of February thinking, I'm going to look at something end of Jan, early Feb 2017, one year away.
Yeah.
And they say, I can't find a ticket. The big thing is there is only a handful of seats on any given flight or a small number of seats set aside for frequent flyers at this lower points rate. You've got to look outside the school holidays. You want to try and look in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, outside of the weekend. And, of course, if you're booking for one person, it's going to be a lot easier than if you're booking for two or three or a family the size of the Brady Bunch.
I'll tell you what, it's always interesting to have a look at that because it is one of the great dark arts, trying to use your frequent flyer points in the best possible way. David Flynn is the boss of Australian Business Traveller. The website, you can go and find all of that information there. And David, as always, we appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks, Ross. Have a great weekend, mate.